Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley is expected to veto an ordinance council approved Wednesday making about $5.4 million in changes to the current budget. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. The plan would allow the police department to start its next recruit class in January instead of April. Plus, it increases funding for the Center for Closing the Health Gap, a new eviction prevention program, and money for economic development programs. Cranley says council should be cutting spending after a judge temporarily delayed a billboard tax that was approved in June.
This council is about to not just not cut $700,000 in spending, but to add new spending over and above what was passed in June. That is incredibly reckless.
The $636,000 for the police recruit class is coming from money the acting city manager had planned to put into the city's reserve accounts. Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld says the plan was struck after negotiations, which is part of the governing process.
When you tell me you can simultaneously advance our police recruit class, tackle the horrible scourge of heroin in our community, invest in job-creating entities, make sure that we are reducing health disparities, and increase our reserves, that sounds like pretty good governing to me.
It will take 6 votes to override the mayor's expected veto, and only 5 members voted to approve the ordinance. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.